We'll get you up to date with the major developments today, but I'll preface that by repeating the expert's message and the official health advice. This disease, COVID-19, is dangerous no matter what your age, but we can help prevent it by thorough and frequent hand washing, personal or social distancing as it's called, and by staying home as much as possible. Lots of new closures and restrictions kick in at midnight tonight, but supermarkets, other essential businesses and shops not specifically told to close will remain open. You can still get a haircut, but there's a 30-minute time limit. Weddings can go ahead, but with a maximum of 5 people in attendance. Funerals are limited to 10 people. As for cases, well, the national toll is close to 2,300 now. A week ago, it was less than 600. 8 people have died. In New South Wales, there'll now be fines for those breaking social distancing rules, $1,000 on the spot for individuals and $5,000 for corporations. Most elective surgeries around the country will now be cancelled. Meanwhile, terrible tolls from the virus keep mounting in many parts of Europe. But despite exponential growth in cases in the US, the president has continued to talk of reopening the country by Easter, putting him at sharp odds with increasingly alarmed medical experts. But the administration and the US Senate have now agreed on a $2 trillion stimulus package after 5 days of divisive debate. Well, the number of confirmed cases of coronavirus linked to the Ruby Princess cruise ship here is escalating, and so too is the blame game. The Australian Border Force says the decision on whether the passengers should have disembarked was the responsibility of New South Wales authorities. The state's Premier and Chief Medical Officer say they did no wrong. Watching on are the affected families, including the son of a passenger who's told PM he too is now infected with COVID-19. Barbara Miller reports.
It was a day after his parents returned early from their cruise on the Ruby Princess that Danny Behrens began to feel unwell.
I developed flu-like symptoms on Friday evening, progressed, had a rough night on Saturday night.
The 49-year-old truck driver from Western Sydney says he only had brief contact with his mum and dad as he cleared out of their apartment and moved back to his on Thursday. His dad, Bill, is one of more than 130 passengers who have since tested positive for coronavirus. And so too has Danny.
Went to see my local GP. He advised me, after having a conversation with him about mum and dad on the Ruby Princess, advised me to go and get tested at Nepean Hospital, which I did on Monday night. And I got my result back on Tuesday the 24th. As a positive.
Danny Behrens says he's in no doubt who's to blame for his illness.
100% I blame Brad Hazzard and Gladys Berejiklian. I want to be compensated for my illness. I would like to explore avenues of suing the state government.
News that the New South Wales authorities say they acted appropriately infuriates him.
My parents tell me there was absolutely no checks on disembarkment or even before disembarkment of the ship. The only thing they were given was a piece of paper on information about home quarantine.
The Australian Border Force Commissioner Michael Outram also appeared to be blaming the New South Wales authorities today, even if he said that wasn't his intention.
The decision to allow them off in relation to the health and biosecurity issue was one for New South Wales Health.
They failed?
I'm not going to say, I'm not here to apportion blame.
This was the response of Premier Gladys Berejiklian to those comments.
Can I say every single agency needs to take responsibility on our borders?
The Premier then left it to her Chief Medical Officer, Kerry Chant, to explain why the passengers had been allowed to disembark at Sydney's Circular Quay, including an elderly woman who has since died.
That person was taken from the ship to the hospital, so there's no issue that could have been prevented by any action. All of the people from the ship were asked to self-isolate. Also, when we have followed up a number of the passengers on the ship, they have developed symptoms on the day of departure or subsequent days.
They were allowed to travel freely across the country. It is gobsmacking.
Labor Senator Christina Keneally suggested it was all the fault of federal authorities.
The border security measures that the Commonwealth government put in place failed the Australian people.
The WA Premier, Mark McGowan, was keen to point out he was doing things differently. 2 cruise ships are being held offshore at Fremantle with no one allowed to disembark. Another, the Vasco da Gama, has 800 Australians on board. They are to be quarantined for 2 weeks on Rottnest Island, while non-Australians are flown out of the country under strict supervision.
We have seen what has happened in Sydney Harbour. It was a complete and utter disaster. I will not allow that to happen in Western Australia.
Making the announcement, Martin McGowan said he was not interested in playing the blame game.
Barbara Miller with that report.